With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A Washington State University researcher is dedicated to finding out all he can about mold and fungus in tree fruit. Professor Ashur Amiri spends many hours this time of year in apple and pear packing rooms and warehouses in central Washington, where a few suspected pathogens may be lurking.
Yeah, but we are seeing some new species, some new molds that we need to work in a smart way in order to minimize the impact on the growers or on the packers, because some of the new pathogens can be considered as quarantine pathogens or quarantine molds in other parts of the world. So our Washington or our Oregon packers cannot export fruits if they are infected with this few pathogens.
Amiri says not all molds are bad, but we need to be aware of any changes when they occur.
Some molds are favored by dry conditions. Some others prefer wet conditions. So this is a changing, or the one of the biggest challenges is to adapt, or is to get the best knowledge we can about this variability in order to adapt to it, in order to use the tools we have in a better way to get the maximum control we can.
Amiri says they are trying to come up with the best spray practices to slow down or delay any resistance the molds may build up over time, but also to develop better tools to predict, detect, and measure important microbes.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.